chromosomes. Little strands of nucleic acids and proteins are the fundamental genetic instructions that tell us who we are at birth. Most people are born with 46 chromosomes, but each year in the United States, about 6,000 people are born with an extra chromosome, making them a person with Down syndrome. If you've ever encountered someone with Down syndrome, you know that they are some of the kindest, most joyful people you will ever meet. They truly have something extra. My name is Lisa Nichols, and I have spent the last 24 years as both the CEO of Technology Partners and as the mother to Allie. Allie has something extra in every sense of the word. I have been blessed to be by her side as she impacts everyone she meets. Through these two important roles as CEO and mother to Allie, I have witnessed countless life lessons that have fundamentally changed the way I look at the world. While you may not have an extra chromosome, every leader has something extra that defines who you are. Join me as I explore the something extra in leaders from all walks of life and discover how that difference in each of them has made a difference in their companies, their families, their communities, and in themselves. Welcome to this very special episode of Something Extra. This episode is a major milestone celebrating 100 episodes of the podcast. A huge thank you to our listeners for downloading, sharing, and for the inspiration to keep interviewing amazing guests. The first 100 episodes have brought us more than 25,000 listens in over 10 countries around the world. I have had the pleasure to have conversations with academics, executives, business owners, and professional athletes. Speaking of, we have a very special guest for our 100th episode. I know him best through his charitable work in the Down syndrome community here in St. Louis. You might know him as a two-time World Series champion with the St. Louis Cardinals, husband and father to five, and future Baseball Hall of Famer. It is my pleasure and honor to introduce our special anniversary guest, Albert Pujols. Oh my goodness, Todd and Albert, I am just blown away by the fact that you two have made the time to be on the Something Extra podcast today. I just cannot even tell you how humbled and how grateful I am. And we are just going to have so much fun with this conversation. So thank you both for making the time to be on.
Oh, thanks for having us.
So Albert, you're in LA right now, right?
Yes.
And Todd, you're in St. Louis.
That's great.
Let's just dig right in because, oh my word, there are so many things I want to talk about. But Albert, let's start with you. And I know that you grew up in the Dominican Republic. Can you tell me a little bit about your growing up? Because I'm not sure that our listeners know that part of your story.
Well, I was born and raised in the Dominican Republic. Actually, was raised by my grandma, my dad's mom. When I was about 2.5, 3 years old, my mom and dad divorced. So I started living with my grandma until pretty much I was 19 years old when I moved. You know, I was 16 years old when I moved to the United States, but then later on I met Deidre. And then we started dating and got married. But back then, you know, just like every little boy, you know, my dream was always going to school, get my education and play baseball. You know, I did an interview the other day. We were talking about how was those early life of Albert Pujols. I was like, man, when I was a little boy, I remember that I was never boring. You know, like I always find something to do, something to go outside and playing with my friend, like my son AJ and Ezra. They're like, Dad, let's go do something. I'm so boring. I'm like, guys, you guys have iPad. You guys have so much technology right now that you guys can have fun. When you that was your guys' age, like I had to grab a cardboard box and make a glove out of it and grab a lime or lemon and play catch with it. I mean, figuring it out something, you know, but those humble beginnings, you know, for me, my goal always was to try to become somebody in the future to try to help my family near the future. And I thank God for giving me that platform, that opportunity to do that and to create, you know, my foundation, something that I'm done to go back and never forget where I come from.
I love that about you. And I do believe that is probably why you are the man that you are. I mean, you have not forgotten that, Albert, and we appreciate that about you. So grandma, grandma's name is America.
America.
Which is so amazing to me. Do you know the story behind that?
It's really funny because I had never asked her about that. 40 years later, I haven't even asked her about the name, you know, but welcome to America, you know. That's my grandma's name. And she has 11 kids, 5 girls and 5 boys. And my dad is one of them. To grow up, you know, I don't want to say that we were poor, because I believe when you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that there's no way that you can be poor. There's so many people in the Dominican Republic that go so many days in tasting it without grabbing a plate of food. And for me, my family always gave me the education that I needed, always giving me the love that I needed as a little boy. Even though when I don't deserve it sometimes, I act some kind of way, and they still love me and provide for me, my dad, my grandma, my aunts, my uncle. So they give me the right education to help me out to become who I am today. And I'm so thankful for that, you know, because I could easily have my mom and dad divorcing on the young age, and my dad being an alcoholic, I could have easily had chosen a different path, you know. But I always believe, and I think about it, even sometimes when I'm on myself traveling during the season, I think about it like, wow, Lord, like, you really had your eyes all over me, because I could have easily chosen something else, you know, than this. And I believe the sport of baseball probably helped me, you know, not to get into bad habits.
Right. Albert, I love what you just said. You know, the thing is, you were rich because you were given love and acceptance, mm-hmm. and a good foundation. I mean, and that makes us rich, right?
Yeah. And Todd's seen it, because he pretty much have met about half of my family down in the Dominican Republic. I mean, when some of my aunts that I was living with started, you know, immigrating to the United States, like, I had to move myself to different places, like, almost every other year, like, I was moving with cousins, aunts, and I mean, you're talking about a young little boy, that's really hard. So, like I say, but every single of my family always received me with their arm open and give me the right education, and they tell me the right way, you know, and that's something that I treasure with me forever, you know, and that's something that I share with my kids right now. And anytime I have an opportunity, like about several years ago, I was able to take AJ down to the Dominican Republic for a mission trip, and I was able to show him different areas where I was born and raised and how I was raised up, and he was impressed by it, you know, just to show him like how great and blessed he is, you know, to be able to have all these things that some of these kids don't have. And I think you said it right. I mean, when you don't have to be rich to have a great life. I mean, I think when you have family that care about you and they provide for you and then show you the love and the way and tell you the truth and tell you when you're wrong, I mean, that's all you needed pretty much.
Amen.
Todd. Yeah, Lisa, one of the things that I see all the time when we go down, and we've been going down for 15 years now, but we have a baseball league that we've been doing for 11 years. It really, it's a training league, but it's really about mentoring boys into becoming men and showing responsibility for their families and showing responsibility, you know, as a husband, as a father, as a leader in their community. And Albert, when we go down there, he usually does a camp for the kids. And the thing that I love, and no matter what level of success Albert achieves, when he gets on that field with those kids, he turns back into that little 10-year-old boy. It's something I always look forward to, and I probably never told him that. But it really is. I mean, it's never left him, that passion and being just one of the kids in the bates or on the streets or in that community that has an opportunity to play baseball. And it's just really beautiful to see when he gets down there, he just becomes another one of those boys.
I love that. Well, I want to dig into that more, but Todd, tell me about you. Now, I know that you're not originally from St. Louis, right? I don't think you and I've talked about this, but you're from somewhere else.
I grew up in Tennessee, just outside of Nashville, and moved to St. Louis about 22, 23 years ago, and was working in product development and marketing. But Albert and I we started the foundation on May the 5th, 2005. So this is our 16th year that we've been doing this. And we knew there was a need, and we knew that the community, especially with the work we do domestically with Down syndrome, and of course, the work we do in the Dominican Republic, but it's just amazing how the community has responded to that over the last 15 years. We are just incredibly blessed to do what we do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know our family has been blessed by you guys. Allie, our youngest, she's our baby, but she's 25, has participated in the Pujols prom since she was eligible. We have done the All-Star basketball games, all of that. So I really want you guys to dig into that. But I do want to ask you, because I know that the mission of the foundation is faith, family, and others. Can either of you, whoever wants to go, talk about why did you choose that mission? How's that mission driven you? Because I know you're both men of faith.
It's the mission statement of the foundation. And I wrote the mission statement, but really, if you have a 30-minute conversation with Albert, you're going to hear about those things. It's faith, it's family, and it's other people. And that's what drives him. And it's synonymous with the Pujols name. That was probably the easiest part of putting the foundation together. And it really is the basis of why we do what we do, because we always come back to that. Now, we're not a church. We're not a ministry. We don't have a cross on the door, but we are very much faith-driven. We're not going to hide our faith. We are out there with it, because without our faith, without what Christ did for us, we would all be doing something different this morning. So we want to live it authentically. And that's why we do the work in the Dominican Republic. And that's why we do the work domestically with people with Down syndrome.
So there is purpose in the way those are numbered. Faith, family, then others, right? So why did you order it in that way?
Well, if you look at our relationship with Christ, I mean, it's always God first, then family, and there's other. Well, in all that, God is all over all that. But that's how I always believe, you know, that, listen, if my relationship with Christ is right, then my relationship with my family is going to follow. Then my relationship with others is going to be even greater, because God is in the center of every decision that I make. That doesn't make me perfect. That doesn't make you, Todd, or you, Lisa, or Scott, or anybody that believes in the Lord perfect. You know, we all have some struggles in life that we go through. But man, when we lean towards God and allow him to do the work that he needs to do in us, man, we just become different person. And that's how I always been, you know. Since I came to St. Louis in 2001, you know, that I make the team, I see many, many Christians, you know, just the way that they proclaim and then their belief. And for me, it was something that, I wanted that. Like the Mike Martini, the J.D. Drew, the Woody Williams, those guys, their behavior, the way that they add that wrong and the way that they were so vocal about what they believe. For us, you know, like Todd said, I remember when Todd approached us, because it took us about a year to think about and to pray about before we even started the foundation. That's something that Todd didn't share. I mean, he came in 2000. I knew Todd way before then, you know, because he used to make those Christian testimony card for our faith day at the ballpark, which is we used to have Christian family day. That's how we call him back then. Now they call him faith day. That's how I got to know Todd. Well, in 2004, he came to us and approached us about the foundation and the things that he thought that God was putting in his heart. But my wife and I, we weren't ready. I told him, hey, listen, let's pray about it. And it took us almost a whole year to start the foundation. Listen, that year was a blessed year. I was able to have Sophia. She was born in 2005. Then I won my first MVP in 2005. And then we gave birth to the Full Pujols Family Foundation in 2005. So it was a really busy year, but it was a blessed year. And I think if we wouldn't put our faith in what we believe, we wouldn't accomplish the things that we have accomplished through the Pujols Family Foundation and the life that we have changing, not by ourselves, because God has put that in our heart, but also the dedication of the fans and people that continue to support our foundation, that we are so grateful.
Wow. How many times in our life do we just move forward? Maybe the open door. I mean, I know I've been so guilty of that in the past, where there was an open door and I would say yes, because I'm thinking, oh, this is an open door. And about 6 or 7 years ago, I was going through what's called the Spiritual Leadership Institute through CEO Forum. And I really had an aha moment. I'm like, how many times have I just said yes to something without really taking that time to say, you know, this looks good, but God, is this really what you want me to do? Is this the best thing that you want me to be doing right now? And how many times do we get ourselves into situations that we probably shouldn't have got ourselves into because we said yes without really taking that time to pray about it? So I love what you said. How important is that, Albert, with every decision that we make, even the words that we speak? speak.
Yeah, it's really important, and I can speak to in this for us, especially when it comes to the Pujos Family Foundation. I mean, because we have a responsibility, you know, we have a responsibility with God, we have a responsibility with our family, we have a responsibility with the community, with the people that give money to the Pujos Family Foundation. So we just want to make sure that we do the right work, not for us, for His kingdom. So I think I remember when Todd and I, we were on the flight from Miami to the Dominican Republic, and I was telling Todd about how I felt that the Lord was speaking to me as about starting a baseball league in the Batey. And we pray about it, and, you know, and it was something that I felt hard that the Lord was really, really speaking to me, and then He wanted us to start. And it took a little while. We did all the homework, all the things that we had to do. And we started, and it's been really successful. I guess how I find out that when you know that is when it's God is speaking to you about starting a project or a program or whatever it is, when you see the success and you see the transformation of that community and transformation of others, that's when you know that's come from God. But when you don't see that fruit, you know that it was just on your own, and God allows to go through that too. So, okay, go do it. Go do it, Lisa. Go do it, Albert Pujols. Go do it, Scott. Go do it, Todd. Go do it by yourself. And you know that we cannot do it without His help. But when we do it at His time, and His time is so perfect and so grateful, so I prefer to wait, whether it takes 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, but I prefer to wait and let God do His work at His time, and His, because His time is so perfect all the time, and art is not. And I'm guilty of that, because I have different things that I'll do different things that I thought it was from God, and I'm like, no, that didn't work out. We learn from our mistake, you know?
Well, I love that. One of my favorite verses, it reminds me of John 15:5. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because from apart from me, you can do nothing. That's one of my favorite verses. And it's like, just what you said, when it's like not being fruitful. I mean, you know, if God's not in it, He'll allow us to go in and do it.
Yeah.
I was cleaning out my basement probably 2 years ago, and I found the original proposal for the Pujols Family Foundation, the one that I pitched, I guess, back in 2004. And I had my notes in it. I don't even remember keeping it. But here's the crazy thing. As I was looking through this, I had, you know, a projection of where we're going to be when we're fully mature as a foundation. And one of those things was, you know, we would have an event a month. We would have 12 events a year. Now, this is when we're fully mature. Last year, we did over 125 events. Now, my plan was 12 events. So exactly what Albert's saying, when you give this to God, when you hold it up to Him, He does so much more than we would ever have ever dreamed or considered was even possible. And everything that we do through the foundation, we pray about it. We never jump into anything. We never rush into anything. We always pull back and we say, God, where are you leading us? And that is the secret to our success.
I love that. Well, I tell you what, I want to continue on this conversation, but we need to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Todd and Albert. Hi, everybody. I just wanted to take a second and tell you about something our team at Technology Partners can do for your business. We have spent over 2 decades partnering with organizations and helping them solve their IT needs from a 360-degree perspective. A huge part of how we solve those needs is by developing custom applications of all shapes and sizes. If your team is looking for software and an out-of-the-box solution just isn't right, it's time to consider how we might be able to help. Go to tpi.co/custom apps and learn more about our awesome capabilities. Albert and Todd, this has been so much fun. But Albert, I want you to dig in a little bit, because there are some things that the Pujols Foundation does. And Todd just told us there were 125 events last year. Obviously, you cannot be at every one of those events, but I do know that there's a couple of them that's really near and dear to your heart. So tell our audience about those things.
All of them are great, but I think a few of them that really stick up to me is the prom. And then the basketball, the Albert All-Star. And I think, you know, just to be in an environment of giving an opportunity to some of these kids to just come and have a blast for 3 or 4 hours. And I keep hearing stories from mom and dad and even Todd that shares with me that whenever we send that invitation, or the prom, they could get the invitation in April, maybe, or May, and the prom is in November. And they're like, you know, getting their suits and their dress ready, and they start talking about it. And, you know, for me, that is my passion. Whenever I get the opportunity to go down and to St. Louis and make those events, or either here in Orange County, whenever we have it here, man, it blesses me. It blesses me just to see a big room like that full of joy and happiness. And man, I just giving the glory to God once again every day, you know. And in the basketball event this year, to see so many people, you know, just show up and be supported, you know, because yes, we had to put a name, the Pools Family Foundation, but I always tell Todd, if I had to switch the name, I'd say People's Foundation, because it's all of you guys that really are the engine to make this goal, you know, and to have this success for 15 years, you know, from 2005, you know, to do 5 or 6 events, you know, and our goal probably was doing 12, and now to do 120 plus events a year, that is amazing, you know. But there's no way that we would allow to have that success without all the volunteers, you know, people that donated their time, people that opened their wallet to believe in our mission and making trip down to the Dominican Republic. And I'm just blessed to be a part of that, you know, and I'm blessed to have an unbelievable team that are working for us, because you have to have a great team like that around you. They believe in your mission and they believe the things that you also believe to have the success. So I'm blessed to have so many people like that.
Tell the audience about the All-Star Game, because they may not even know what that is, because Albert goes and recruits a bunch of his athletic professional friends.
We always want to showcase the ability of people with developmental disabilities, particularly Down syndrome in this case, because I think the world looks at them and assumes what they can, or most of the time what they can't do. And what we want to do is we want to have a platform that really elevates their abilities. And that's what we do with the Alberts All-Star Game. We open it up to the entire Down syndrome community, boys and girls, and we have tryouts. There's an invitation that goes out for the tryouts, then we select a team. We have a team of young adults with Down syndrome that practice for months for this event. They come out, they have their uniforms on. It's Alberts All-Stars. Now, Alberts All-Stars is also Albert and his friends that come, and we've had, you know, Matt Holliday and David Fries and Mike Matheny and Jackie Joyner-Kersee. It's just so many people come out and they participate alongside with the athletes. And then every year we play the Missouri Baptist University team at Missouri Baptist Gymnasium, and it's just a packed house. And there's really nothing like it that I'm aware of. And of course, we have the halftime show, which I know Allie's participated in. We want people to walk out of there learning something new or seeing something new in the ability of a person with Down syndrome. And the cool thing about this event, and actually a lot of our events, is it's all about them. And there's so few things in their life, really, that is all about them. And this is one of those things. And I say it all the time about the Pujols Family Foundation, that our greatest strength is our authenticity. And I think you heard it just now from Albert. I mean, everything we do comes from a very authentic place. It comes from their heart, having a daughter with Down syndrome, growing up in poverty in the Dominican Republic. And I think that's why so many people do support the foundation, because they see the work. It's real, it's authentic, and you walk away knowing that.
Right. Very good. Well, Albert, I want to ask you, you have your plate full. I mean, you play baseball, but you also have 5 kids at home. You know, do you have any secret things that Albert does specifically to keep it all together?
Well, I don't think I really have any secret. I mean, I just try to just be a dad for them. As you know, I really have a really busy schedule with my season during the course of the season. I mean, this year's has been a little different with this COVID-19. I actually really try not to concentrate on what we are going through right now, but trying to take something positive out of that. And what I can take is, in 21 years, this is the first summer that I have off that I can say, wow, I'm with my family every single day with my kids, helping them with homework. I mean, going, getting food and spending time swimming, bicycling, I mean, walking, all that stuff, you know. So this is a hard time that we all are going through as a nation, as a world right now. But I think out of all that, I'm really blessed to have the time to sit still, like God is calling us to be sometimes, you know, hey, just sit still. I mean, look what are you enjoying your family now. And yes, you prefer to go being out there and playing baseball. I would love that because that's what I love to do. But man, my family, after salvation, my family is the precious gift that God has given me on this earth. And I try to enjoy every single day right now, every moment, because for 21 years, I didn't have those moments like that where I can wake up every day and play with my kids at 7 o'clock in the morning and the couch, giving that hug because I was in a hotel. And I'm not complaining about that because that lifestyle also have given me so much that I'm able to provide to my kids, you know. But I think, you know, it's just that time, you know. AJ right now is 19 years old. Bella is 22 and time flies. You know, we only have such a short window that we are able to be with our kids and just try to really pour our love and wisdom to them. And then if we don't take that and take the advantage of that, before we know it, the kids are out of our house in college. I mean, I already second year in college. And I'm like, what? No way. That was yesterday, you know, that he was just a little boy. So all those things. So I look at all those things and really just trying to enjoy every single day, you know, just praying, putting to bed and just asking questions, making sure that they're okay. And, you know, even being together, I mean, it's hard to get all our kids together to have a meal because they are so focused in technology or watching TV or whatever it is, you know, and just getting the attention. So I just made sure that I just try to be there for them and just being a dad, just like everybody else, you know. So I really don't have any tools. I just really ask God to give me wisdom of how I can pour into my kids. And I'm a big believer just because I grew up poor or some kind of way, like I'm going to have to treat my kid the same way. No. Hold on. That same love that I grew up having from my family, that's the same love that I'm trying to show my kids, you know, and to tell them don't take anything for granted.
Well, I want to move on to a few other questions, and these are just kind of fun questions. So what would you say is your biggest accomplishment so far in your life?
I think my biggest, I would say it is to use the platform, you know, that God has given me to be able to bless other people, to put a smile on those kids and adults with Down syndrome. And a friend of mine always challenged me, there's always more than baseball. I believe that, you know, when God look at us, you know, one day he's going to say, what have you done with the gift that I give you? I mean, my gift wasn't just to be this professional baseball athlete, the best that I can be, but my gift, it was the word of God and what I'm able to do with that. And that's to express the love for others. And, you know, I think that, I mean, to be able to do the things that I've done through the foundation, because this platform, I believe that God has given me, and just try to use this platform for his kingdom, not for Albert Pujols, you know, through that, I'll be able to enjoy it, you know, because every day I'm like this little boy out of the third world country, the Dominican Republic, and God all of a sudden used me. I mean, what? Like, I even pinch myself sometimes, you know? It's the reality, you know? I'm being transparent because we were saying earlier, I mean, people look at us as a baseball player and we think that we had everything handled to us. No, man, we had to work hard. We had to work hard every single day to accomplish, you know, things in our life. And a lot of people talking negative to you and bad mouth you and doing all this stuff. But man, the beautiful thing is, man, that God look at us different with love and kind and grace every single day. You know, sometimes we don't even deserve it. He's still there for us, you know. I use the illustration all the time. If I had 1,000 blank pages and the Lord would say to me, just write everything that you think is going to happen to you at your age 40, and I wouldn't even come close to any of this.
That's wonderful. Okay, so this is our 28-year-old Jordan. When I was telling him the other night, he goes, I want to know what his morning routine looks like. Mm-hmm. How do you stay grounded?
Well, my morning routine is really simple. Like a lot of parents, I wake up really, really early.
What's early, Albert?
6:30 or 7. My kids are normally, Ezra is usually my 10-year-old, is usually the one that, he's my alarm. He's the one that wakes up early and he comes and rub his head like this and wake me up and like, just to let me know, hey, I'm awake. I'm going to go now to the couch. And, you know, so I wake up early and just start, you know, with a prayer. And then enjoying the kids and just try to spend time with them and just say, hey, how you sleep? Give them love, you know, just like God has called us to be. And as a leader, that's how we should be. And then I had a little breakfast or I either jump right away into my workout, you know, and that's how I pretty much start my day. And then communication with Deidre, how does the day look at today? Like, what are you doing? How can I help? And little things like that. Right now, I mean, it's a little bit different because we cannot go out and do the things that we would need to do. But around the house here, hey, how can I help with the kids or what I need to do, you know? And then get my workout down, which I haven't done it today.
So, like, I'm sure you have a workout facility at your house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do. I either go for a walk or a run or ride a bicycle around the neighborhood here and then come back and just jump into my weightlifting. I do a little bit of cardio either to warm up to and just start with my routine, with my weights. And I spend about 2 hours in the gym. Most of that 2 hours is either telling my daughter, my 7-year-old daughter, Esther Grace, hey, stop jumping in that machine. You're going to get hurt. And like, you know, and chasing her up and down the stairs. But I enjoy it, man. It's just, you know, I've been doing this for 21 years. I've been playing baseball since I was 5 years old. So 35 years playing this game that I love and I don't get tired out of it. But I just continue, you know, to do my routine and the things that help me to be successful and not take that for granted. So I'm spending really good time in that. And, you know, I'm spending good time, a lot of my time too, reading the word or hearing worship music and allowing God to speak through me the things that he wants me to do for him.
So obviously you're feeding your body, you're taking care of your physical, your emotional, your spiritual. I mean, and it's so important, isn't it? I mean, because you get one of those things off, it doesn't work so well, you know? So
yeah, for sure. For sure.
I think I could surmise your answer to this one, but I'm not going to be presumptuous and know exactly what you're going to say, but what do you like to do for fun?
Well, for fun, my son, my 19-year-old, he likes to play golf. So that's something that I love to go at it. He actually asked me this morning, hey, can we go to the driving range? This morning, I was like, hey, I need to do an interview. I won't be able to make it today, but maybe after the interview, after my workout, we can go and play 9 holes or something. You know, just go at it, play some golf, spend time with my kids, which I guess that's something that I do every day, you know, and I enjoy it. That is part of my responsibility, you know, to be a dad. So I wouldn't say that that is fun because that is my job. That is my job to be loving to my kids and to spend time as much as I can with them. You know, I love to play golf. I go around. I mean, I get here in the backyard and just play basketball and competitive with my kids, you know, because, you know, Deidre sometimes comes out, we're making the kids cry, you know, you're so competitive. And I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, that's who I am. But for the most part, you know, just try to play golf for fun. And, you know, I like to travel with the kids whenever I can in the off season too. We normally take 1 or 2 trips a year. And then spending that time with them.
Very good. 2 more things I want to talk about real quickly, and then we'll wrap up. But I would love for both you and Todd to speak into this. So there's a lot of people that are just hurting. And I was on a call this morning with a bunch of presidents and CEOs, and just hearing the stories, there's a lot of people that are hurting right now. Their businesses have been decimated. They've lost their job. They're going through health issues, all kinds of things like that. And I think sometimes when people look at you, Albert, or anybody like you, they're thinking to themselves, wow, you know, if I could just have Albert's platform, or if I could be famous like Albert, or if I had Albert's money or his car or his whatever, you know, I could be happy. And Todd, you know, I know you've got thoughts on this too. So I'd love for both of you to just talk into that, because you have struggles too, don't you, Albert?
Oh, for sure. You know this thing they're saying, $1 million, 1 million problems? Yes, you do. It's serious. You have those struggles in life too. But I think for me, the things that keep me humble and the things that really push me is my family and my relationship with God. And knowing that even through the struggle, knowing that at the end of the day, whatever it is, God is going to use it for his purposes or for his kingdom. So I really try to really stay focused on the word of God every day and making sure that, yes, am I going through a challenge right now in life? Baseball, whether it's with my kids, one of my kids, whether it's in my marriage, whatever it is that we all go through, because you said it right. A lot of people look at us and they say, oh, they're perfect. They have everything. Yeah, but we also have problems and struggles, just like you all do. So the best thing is to take those problems and just ask God to give you wisdom to help you to deal with it the way that he can deal it, because he was the one, the only one that was perfect on this earth. He's the one that can help us to go through it. I remember even in my young walk with the Lord, there were so many things that I asked God and second guessing about it. And I think that one thing that he showed me was like, Albert, the whole reason I don't show you things is because I want to take you to another level, another place. And if I show you where you have to go through, you don't want to do it. You're just going to say, no, 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 you choose that for me. And I think sometimes God is so grateful and loving to us that he shows things sometimes. And sometimes he wants to take us somewhere and he doesn't show us why we go through those things. But one thing that I can tell so many people, at the end of the tunnel, we're going to see the light and we're going to see the blessing. And never forget where the blessing is going to come from. And it's going to come from him. So yes, people, all of you that are listening, we all go through struggle. Albert Pujols has gone through struggle in his life, you know, learning from my mistake, learning from things that I'm done in life. And but at the end of the day, I think that no matter how much money I have, the fame and all that, I think one thing that I always make sure that I don't change my thoughts and the things and my focus on Christ, because at the end of the day, I always take it to the cross. I always take it to the cross and how God can handle this situation right now. So I guess my thing is like, let's try not to really focus so much on the problem. Let's try to get something positive out of it. Like I told you earlier, my positive thing is my time with my kids that I'm spending right now. A summer off. Yes, I miss baseball just like everybody else, but we also know that we need to have a safe place for us to come back and play baseball. But right now, God is probably just bringing family together and unity together, and that's probably what he wants from us right now. So let's take that as a positive, you know?
I love that. Todd, do you have anything that you want to add?
One of the greatest blessings of doing what we do for the last 15 years is it's been overwhelmingly evident that joy is an inside job. In January, we had a group of sponsors that went into one of the bateaux with us, and we're walking down this hill, and in a bateaux where there's no sanitation, everything runs down there. So those are the poorest of the poor people that live there. And there's this dirt floor little shack right in just this horrible, horrible area of this bateaux. And we're probably 75 yards away, and I hear this voice, and this woman is singing. And the closer we get, she is just lifting up her voice and singing praises to God in this just horrific dirt floor shack. And you know what? It's just one of those moments that I've had over and over and over in this position where you just understand that you can find joy anywhere if you have God. Whether you are on top of the mountain or whether you're in, you know, a valley in the bateaux, you can find peace, you can find joy, and you can find happiness. And it's all to do with God. And I think our culture, Western culture, has been kind of bamboozled that it's about stuff, because honestly, some of the most miserable people I know have the most stuff. And I go into these bateaux and I go into these slums and where we serve, and I see the most happy, joyful people on the planet. So it's definitely an inside job.
Okay. Well, I'm just glad we're not on video, because I'm like tearing up here. But that is just beautiful. And you and I were talking about that the other day, Todd. Everybody's level at the cross, but you got to be there at the cross, you know, to have this joy. So guys, this has just been so much fun. But I have to ask you, this is something extra. What is the something extra that you believe every leader needs, every parent needs?
For me, it's passion, because I think that it's one of those intangibles that can't be taught. You either have it or you don't. I would suggest that for anyone who is listening, you know, find something you're passionate about and do that and do it well. Take the talents that God has given you and expand on those and use those. And use those for your vocation, use those for your happiness, but also use them for his glory. That's one of the secrets that I have found. Find something you're passionate about and give it everything you got. You know, leave nothing on the table. And, you know, there's no regrets there.
Albert?
Well, I guess Todd took
he took your answer.
You know, the passion, the ability that God has given me to love others and to do something with it. And I think pass it along with others. I mean, probably don't deserve it, but he chose me to do his work. And I want to make sure that at the end of the day, I share with other, the people that I love and the people that I have passion for, whether it's through the Pools Family Foundation, whether it's going down to the Dominican Republic, to the Bate, and spend time with these kids. Growing up, you know, I never had a professional baseball athlete to come around and to do clinics that I can ask him questions about anything in life. And I know how important is that. So that's something that I'm able to do over the last 21 years now. Every time I go down to the Dominican Republic, I know there's a need in that area. So I'm able to use that talent and the ability in this platform that God has given me to use it to bless others.
So guys, I want to give you the opportunity to tell our listeners about something that you're really passionate about, the Pujols Family Foundation. So Todd, can you tell our listeners, if they want to get involved, maybe they have a child with Down syndrome that they didn't know that this even existed.
Our website is PujolsFamilyFoundation.org. My personal email is Todd, T-O-D-D, at PujolsFamilyFoundation.org. There's dozens of ways you can get involved. That's one thing about the foundation is we really do have an open door policy. We want people to get involved. We want you to see the work that you're sponsoring. And we're very transparent in that. So love to get you guys to one of our events with people with Down syndrome or get you on a plane, take you down to the Dominican Republic. We would always welcome anyone who wants to serve in that capacity.
For the people that are listening, for the people that are that do get involved with the foundation, it's so much different when you end up making a mission trip down to the Dominican Republic. Like we start doing it with some of our sponsors there that support the Pujols Family Foundation over the last 4 years, because it is a huge difference from when you're able. I mean, I was able to take my financial advisor, Kenny, this year, and he's been a huge supporter of the Pujols Family Foundation over the last 5 years. And he told me, Albert, this was one of my best trips ever, because it's a little bit different when you're there, when you make that trip and you're on the ground, getting your hands dirty, than watching it on television or either at our dinner that we have in video. It's really a little different. Every year that I go and I come back, man, I come with a different story. And it just made me want to jump on the plane and go back there now, you know, because there's so much need in that area that we work. So I think those are the things that, man, if people want to get really involved, just dug into the Pujols Family Foundation, get in contact with Todd Perry, and just find out more. How can you help? And it doesn't have to be giving money all the time, you know, just volunteer, find out how you can help to continue to grow the foundation.
Well, guys, this has just been so much fun. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot wait for our listeners to hear. And this is just so special, truly, to have you guys on. This is our 100th episode, and we wanted it to be epic. And it has gone beyond what I would have even dreamed of. So thank you guys so much for your time. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having us, and congratulations. That is a huge milestone. So let's go for 100 more.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Something Extra with Lisa Nichols is a Technology Partners production. Copyright Technology Partners, Inc., 2019. For show notes or to reach Lisa, visit tpi.co/podcast. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you listen.